We have exciting news. We're excited to welcome Kenny Chesney back to Lambeau Field next June in 2015. His show, I'm sure many of you were there, in 2011. Was something we thought was great for the community. It was a great night of music, a festive night of music. And, you know, this is something we think is also a very positive thing for the community. Our Visitors and Convention Bureau last concert estimated the impact was $5 million. So very substantial. We look forward to another successful event next June. And just to remind, you know, this is something we like to have big events in the stadium, in the bowl. Have had a number over the years, but with our construction over the last few years, we've kind of put things on hold for a while. So we're glad to be able to come back. And, you know, the date, the timing worked out. You know, and you probably have heard, so obviously Kenny Chesney is a huge football fan. I think a number of us met him last time and just really loved playing Lambeau Field. And this year he'll be joined. Jason Aldean will be also on the show. He's a Packer shareholder, something that we're very proud of, and hopefully he is as well. And it just it worked out that the dates worked for us, so it'll be June 20th, 2015. I would like to give special thanks to PMI and their director, Ken Wachter, who has worked tirelessly on this, and thank him for all of his help in making sure he was really the key person in making this all come together. Also, the Stadium District Board for their support. Pat Webb has been integral to this process. And just with that, we're very excited. Maybe I'll turn it over to Ken Wachter now to make a few comments. He knows a lot more about these concerts than I do.
Well, we're excited. I want to thank the Packers and the Stadium District. This is really a cooperative effort between the three organizations. It can't happen with all three groups working together. This is very rare that you have two performers of this magnitude on the stage together. Both are headliners that have a history of selling out stadiums individually, let alone having both of them on one show. As Mark said, Jason is a shareholder, which helps. And we are only one of 10 markets in the United States that will have both performers, which is a real tribute to Lambeau Field, Green Bay, and the ability of our country music fans to come to events. Kenny Chesney has been doing stadium tours for many years. He usually puts together some of the most incredible production you'll see, which you saw in 2011. We've been told it's even going to be bigger and better. For 2015, there will be additional acts announced as we move forward, along with pricing and things of that on sale dates. We're very excited. We think it's a great show for Lambeau Field. We think it's a great show for our community. Like Mark said, this is a great economic impact for the area. In 2011, we sold tickets in 23 different states. We filled every hotel room in Brown County in 2011. We hope to do the same again. We think we have a great show and a great venue, and those are two things you have to have a successful show. So I'd like to introduce Pat Webb from the Stadium District.
Thank you. As the district gets closer and closer to retiring the sales tax, our focus is really turned to economic activity in the community, and especially in this stadium district area. And as Ken and Mark both said, we don't usually get an opportunity for an event this large that we can all come together and put something like this together. So just a big thank you to PMI and to the team for getting this together and bringing a show of this magnitude here. And the Stadium District is glad to have played a part in it. Thank you.
Any questions for our individuals? Ken, can you talk about how selection was made of the act? And, you know, I've seen, at least on our Facebook page, some people had a wish list of other things they had out there, and I'm kind of curious how you address those people that wanted to see something other than an act that had been here.
Well, there aren't a lot of tours that play stadiums, so that design a show specifically to play stadiums, you probably have four or five of them at most. And then it's really a routing issue. I mean, what fits the time frame? you know, pricing of the act, a variety of things go into it. But in our case, the time frame's a key. We want to be as early in the summer as we can. And once we get to that cutoff date, we just can't go forward with that. So it's really the acts that fit the market and the timing are two issues.
Why not bring in someone other than Kenny Chesney?
Well, we looked at a variety of acts, and this was the one that fit. And when Jason Aldean came along with it, we thought this is a great show. It's going to sell tickets. We are a great country market, and that's the act that fit our time frame and fit all our parameters.
Can you talk about how the sales tax is working out? Can you discuss that?
Well, yes. The Stadium District has implemented a 5% sales tax for this event, so it just changes the tax structure. It doesn't change anything that we're doing on our end. It's incorporated into the ticket price.
That's the ticket tax, that's 5%.
Yeah, right.
It's sales tax.
Oh, sales tax is sales tax. We pay a state sales tax.
But the county tax, is that...
Well, it's just going to be...
Last time you refunded it...
Right. In this case, there will be a 5% tax, but it will be included in the ticket price.
So that's the change from last time.
That's the change from last time, right. Pat, if you can address that better than I can.
The lease and legislation call for a 10% ticket tax negotiated between the team and the district. And the 10% ticket tax will still be on all the tickets. We've agreed to rebate 5% to PMI as part of the act, and then the other 5% we are collecting and using that to help PMI in case there's any downside issues.
What did you guys learn from the last go-round as far as field preparation, setup, those sorts of things? What are you doing differently this time?
These people do this show all over the country and all over the world in stadiums. So we found that we covered the floor last time. We assisted as best we could with the major equipment in lifting that floor covering up when we could to protect the field. We will do the same and more this time. We're going to cover more of the field. We're going to cover actually the track around it with TerraPlast. So we won't have any issues on the sides. We feel very comfortable in working with this contingent and working with Ted Eisenreich and his staff that it's not an issue for us. We think it's going to be fine.
Were you guys in discussions with any other performers or acts on coming here? And with Chesney and Aldean, was it a situation where you guys approached them, or did they approach you, especially Kenny, based on the success of the last concert?
Well, they approached us in this case. They approached us and were able to fit the date of June 20th, make it work. You know, we originally had conversations about even doing something during the middle of the week, which personally we didn't want to do. We wanted to have a Saturday. You know, we're a small market, so we need to draw from all over the state and all over the Midwest, and so we opted for a Saturday, which to us fits best. And this is about as late in the year as we could do a show.
What is the time frame to have a non-football event in Lambeau?
Yeah, really, I mean, and it has to do with the type of surface we have. So it's not a regular grass field where if you do damage the field, you could just resod it. Since it has an artificial base and the grass grows through it, we have to be able to regrow the grass. So basically, I'd say, Ken, it's mid-May to like the third week in June. So we're right, as Ken said, we're right on the edge of it. But we feel confident that we did learn from, from last concert we had. Most of the wear was, I think, coming right out of the tunnel. So we'll take some extra precautions there. But we, you know, while there was some wear on the field, we were able to have it grow back, and it was fine for the start of the preseason games.
Whether it be Kenny or someone else, is this something that you're looking for in the next 3 years from now, have another, or is that just kind of see how it goes?
No, this is something that, you know, we'll look to do on a fairly regular basis. You know, obviously in 2016, You know, we're all excited about the LSU-Wisconsin football game. I think that will have obviously a very big economic impact, and it will be a positive for everybody. So, yeah, it was really a question. You know, 2011 was very successful, you know, but with the construction, we just didn't really feel that we could have concerts while construction was going on over the last 3 years.
In 2011, you guys kind of made a weekend of it. There was tailgate parties and festivities that took place. Plans again to do a similar event?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and in fact, I think if you know, the Lambeau Field's quite a bit different than it was in 2011. So I think there'll be even more things for fans to do around the area next June.
Thank you.